1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. The Dunn County Board of Supervisors voted to approve the 2026 budget at their meeting on Wednesday. Some notable features of the new budget include a reduction of the tax rate used to assess property values, the consolidation of some positions like the Parks and Facilities Director and Transit Director positions, and an increased focus on making improvements to county roads and other essential services. County officials say the consolidation of those positions will save $135,000 each year. The county's total operating budget will increase to $83.4 million, and the tax levy will increase to $25.2 million. Under the new budget, the tax rate per $1,000 worth of property value will decrease to $4.30. Decreasing that tax rate has been a multi-year effort, with the rate now nearly $3 lower per $1,000 in property value since 2020. The budget also includes improvement projects for around 17 miles of county highways this year, including two bridge replacement projects and one bridge rehabilitation project. State lawmakers have introduced new legislation aimed at expanding access to food assistance during a government shutdown. The Keep Wisconsin Fed package was introduced on Thursday and includes a variety of proposed bills seeking to direct how the state government should react without federal funding for programs like SNAP, known as Food Share in Wisconsin. The lawmakers say the goal is to make sure that Wisconsinites who depend on those programs for healthy meals will still have access to some kind of food assistance. Among the provisions in the bill package is an expansion to the Farm to School program, which would provide the Department of Public Instruction with $250,000 to match federal Farm to School grant funding. It would also create the Farm to Fork program, which would make grant funding available to things like food banks and child care centers to purchase food grown by local farmers. Other measures in the bill package would expand state aid for schools to provide free breakfast and lunch and create new incentives to reduce overall food waste. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
A Packers win in New York. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from MetLife Stadium, where the Packers held on to beat the Giants 27-20. With just 3 minutes left to play, Jordan Love rolled to his right and hit rookie receiver Savion Williams on a 33-yard pass to set up the winning touchdown.
Yeah, no, we ran in pretty much stop routes, if you think about it. You know, kind of went off schedule. I was in the pocket, had time, didn't like the obviously initial read, and just went on scramble drill. Told him to go deep, and he did a good job kind of wheeling up and just threw him up, 50-50 ball. He went up and made a big time catch for us. So just a really phenomenal play by him.
So the Packers improved to 6-3-1. Next week, they host the 4-6 Minnesota Vikings. Matt LaFleur.
You know, bottom line is we overcame a lot of adversity and found a way. And that's sometimes what it takes in this league. And so we'll celebrate it tonight and move on to the Vikings tomorrow.
NBA, the Bucks in Cleveland to take on the Cavaliers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have a little snow on the way tonight into tomorrow. It will be slushy with around a half inch, maybe up to an inch or even a little more possible in a few spots. Today, partly cloudy, right around 45 tonight. We'll drop into the low to mid-30s tomorrow. Rain and snow ending with highs in the low 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your La Crosse News Roundup from WLCX. Find more news anytime at lacrosseeagle.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.